Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel launching more airstrikes over the weekend, killing scores of Palestinians and drawing international condemnation.
What we're seeing is increasingly Israel's allies being critical. Nine children, one devastating attack, killed in their home as one strike, and their mother, who's a pediatrician, was caring for people at a nearby hospital. The children ranging from just 7 months to 12 years old.
ABC's Ian Panel, Australia's Anthony Albanese calling Israel's blockade of food and medicine completely unacceptable. President Trump on social media saying he's not happy with Russian President Vladimir Putin after an overnight missile and drone strike in Ukraine that was described as the largest in the three-year-old war. The ball now in the Senate's court in the marathon race to pass the budget bill that President Trump has been pushing for. Nine people arrested so far for helping some of the 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail elude capture. Five of those men are still out. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The crew returns home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home to host the Boston Red Sox this week in a three-game series. Yesterday, the Brewers came back to win 6-5 over the Pirates at PNC Park. But the highlight of the game was Pittsburgh slugger O'Neill Cruz, 6'7", 215 pounds, who hit a solo home run that left the park and landed in the Allegheny River on the Pirates Sportsnet channel.
Drive to right field. If it's fair, it's gone, and it is gone! There's a Cruz missile. Wow! That got out of here in no time. A bomb, 122.9 miles an hour.
The fastest since they've been keeping that record, Pat Murphy after the win.
The Pirates are playing as good a baseball as they've played all year. The one kid is a monster right now. I mean, really, literally, like take over the game type guy. Who does that? That's ridiculous.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
I'm not even mad anymore about your complicity in this administration's destruction of U.S. global leadership. I'm simply disappointed. And I wonder if you're proud of yourself in this moment when you go home to your family, because I've always found you, Senator Rubio, to be a bipartisan, pragmatic partner, a true believer that the U.S. is stronger when we lead with diplomacy and development. You have a strong record on this, but I don't recognize Secretary Rubio. A stalwart support of Israel, you've watched this administration abandon Saudi normalization with Israel in order to pursue business deals.
Thank you. Oh, Senator Jackie Rosen pulling the mom card Marco Rubio. Yes, very nice. All right. Speaking of awesome women, L.A. Mayor Karen Bass joins us now. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning to you. And thank you for having me on.
Good to see you again. So let's talk about some obviously things we've been talking about out here in California. You have issued an executive directive to support local film and TV industry. This is so interesting. Making it easier for studios and independent producers alike to shoot movies, TV shows, commercials here in L.A. Your directive lowers costs, streamlines city processes for on-location filming, increases access to iconic city locations, including Griffith Observatory. Oh, no, wait, I live near there, so let's take that one off the list because it'll be too much traffic. But anywhere else is fine. Port of L.A. So, obviously, you know, Trump, as he usually does, says something, you know, punitive, like, oh, we're going to 100% tariff the movie industry. He's all sticks and no carrots. This, to me, seems like a much smarter, better idea because we do want to incentivize people to shoot here, right?
Well, absolutely. And my general belief in how you put policy together is you go to those who are most affected and say, what is it that you need? So I have worked with the industry for a long time, been a long-term advocate of the tax credits. As a matter of fact, I was involved in the first tax credits that went in place around 09 or 2010 during the time I was speaker, working along with then Assemblymember Paul Krikorian. And so I am supporting, championing, and advocating for the tax credit on the state level. But I reached out to a number of representatives of the industry and said, okay, we're going to support Sacramento, but what is it that you need here? And so those lists of items that are a part of my executive directive came directly from the industry. These are specific things that would help us film in L.A. and would help us immediately.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a political question. And
sure.
Delicate political question. And you will answer it like a politician, as I'm sure you are a good one.
That's right. Thank you.
But I know you've renewed your call to on the state legislature to pass Governor Newsom's proposal to make investments in the state film tax credit. So here's the thing, Mayor. I've been a fan of Gavin Newsom for a long time. You know, I'm a gay person. Back in his early support of gay rights, I worked with him in the Current TV. I feel like people feel like he is putting his finger in the wind politically and trying to move to the center and, you know, in some cases throw trans people under the bus. I also, you know, when the president, when Trump came out and said, oh, we're going to 100% tariff movies, he's like, oh, yes, let's work together, Mr. President. I don't think Democrats, Mayor, our base wants people to try to work with Donald Trump. I understand your position if you're in state or local government that you have to some degree.
Right.
But your idea and Governor Newsom's idea is not at all Trump's idea. So, you know, I think a lot of us don't want, you know, people to work together with the Trump or Republicans to get us closer to fascism than we already are. So when he comes out with a dumb idea like let's 100% tariff movies, right? It's on us to say that's a dumb idea. Your idea is let's incentivize people to stay here. He wants to, just like when he opened the water and flooded us, he just hates us because we didn't vote for him. He's right. It's like he's not on our side. It doesn't feel like to me. Talk about that a little bit and how you navigate.
Sure. You know, a couple of things. One, I think that one of the things that always happens when he comes out with a big edict is that we don't really know what he means.
Yeah.
So, for example, 100% tariff on films that are filmed overseas, is he talking about our companies?
Thank you.
Is he talking about a company from, you know, Italy, their foreign film? Is that what he's talking about? So I think that is part of the challenge. But you're absolutely correct. Yes, I do work with the administration. For example, in the disaster that we had in January, you cannot overcome a disaster like that without support from FEMA and without support from the Army Corps of Engineers. And, you know, surprisingly, they have been supportive. We've been able to clear the first and second phase of removing the debris and all of that at record speed because of that. But you never quite know from one day to another. I was just reading an article this morning about Missouri and Arkansas, both red states, both have been denied federal assistance.
I just was going to bring up, I guess if we can say one thing's bipartisan, it's their incompetence in terms of, you know, red states. They haven't seen FEMA. They're, you know, Governor Beshear's on TV last night. They're begging for help. So even red states can't seem to get help. They've,
you know. Well, and you're talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
Was his press secretary and whose father is the ambassador to Israel. I do think she was finally approved, but she was denied the first time. I think she was even denied the second time, but then most recently they've approved it, but it was a couple of months late.
And
so now, of course, what happened in LA happened January 7th. So our approval was under the Biden administration. But another example is Biden did something unusual. FEMA usually reimburses cities at 75%. Under the Biden administration, he raised that to 100% reimbursement.
Yeah.
The Trump administration has not changed that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the other thing is, red state or blue state, Mayor, you shouldn't have to grovel and kiss someone's ring to get the help that all Americans deserve and that we paid our taxpayer dollars for. You know, so the fact that the president hasn't even said anything about all these people killed in tornadoes and, you know, he's too busy, you know, bashing Biden. I mean, it's so let me talk about another.
I do have to share this with you.
Yeah.
When I was there, I watched my colleagues who were Republicans deny disaster aid to their own districts, to their own districts, because they philosophically believe that if you're going to receive any kind of aid, you also have to do cuts.
It
was incredible.
Yeah. I do have to get your take on the Biden book and this whole, you know, I can't believe there's just, this is like an actual headline in our country. Trump ally says Biden is not going to recover after cancer diagnosis.
Wow.
Making it, you know, part of the cover up, part of this, that, whatever. Mayor,
that's,
I'm just, and I know you were, you know, in consideration for on the vice presidential shortlist. I just go ahead. I've said enough of my thoughts about this book all week. You go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think that's such a sad way to talk about the situation that our former president is in right now. I haven't read the book, but, you know, I mean, I interacted with the president, obviously, sporadically. I never saw what is being talked about. But I just think it's a sad moment right now. And I do hope that he recovers. I know prostate cancer, even though it has metastasized, can also progress very slowly and can be treated, not cured, but treated with medicine. So I can't think of anything other to say than to wish him and his family well at this time.
I mean, this is our friend Brian Tyler Cohen said Republicans are about to strip 13.7 million Americans of health care. So does anyone know where I can find some nonstop coverage about the previous president being old? I mean, this is where we're at with our media. Just to go to our point about disaster relief, since you just went through it in L.A. here. Governor Beshear went on CNN to talk about devastating tornadoes that just hit his state. The anchor said, I also have to ask you, have you heard about the news of the today, which includes this book written by my colleague Jake Tapper, trying to get his state some help where people are devastated and have died from these tornadoes. I mean, this just sort of sums up everything about where we are, doesn't it?
It really does. And it's so sad because, you know, you don't know. I mean, disinformation, lies, misinformation, it's all, you know, there's no such thing as facts anymore.
Yeah.
When people feel the freedom to openly lie. It makes no difference.
Secretary Pete said that the other day, Mayor, and I thought that was so dead on. He said, we may have shared values. We don't have a shared set of facts. And,
right.
You know, that's our challenge. I mean, so you've kicked off the Shine LA program, which includes dozens of locations, thousands of residents across LA coming together to clean up streets, plant trees, prepare all ahead of the World Cup and the Olympic Games. Are you concerned about a lot of these Trump administration policies that are provably stopping people from wanting to come to the United States? Are you concerned about the impact?
Well, I am. But again, I would describe it as the main thing I'm concerned about is the uncertainty, is that you just don't know. I do know that all the indications from the administration right now, especially in regard to the Olympics, is very, very, very supportive. And I believe the same thing will be in the World Cup, but here's the issue, immigration. You're going to have people in a little over a year coming from all over the world. What will the visa application process be? Will there be enough staff? You know, considering that Elon Musk cut the staff to the State Department and other federal agencies. So it's the uncertainty again.
Yeah. I know, I guess we talked about this last time, but just in terms of Trump's sort of policies or vindictiveness, because they're always about states' rights. And then how was he able to flood our Central Valley? He was ordered them to, you know, open up the water, which, as you know, doesn't even reach L.A., and the fires were already out by then. But now we're going to probably have trouble in the summer when the farmers need the water, aren't we?
Right. I think it was mixing up all kinds of issues. Yeah. And maybe it was a lack of awareness that that water doesn't reach L.A., that the fires were out, you know, by that time. But it's been an ongoing dispute about farmers in the Central Valley getting the water that they need for the crops.
Yeah.
That's been ongoing for decades and decades. And I think his reaction to that, you know, was a reaction in relation to the farmers. But for some reason, it was tied to
Things are so simple when you're MAGA. For instance, the fires were caused because you're a black lady. Obviously,
right.
That's what I read in right-wing media.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I love every DEI. I love my DEI hire. I'm getting a mayor of LA t-shirt.
Thank you.
I love everything you're doing, except not Griffith the Conservatory. Too much traffic. Let's take that off the list. Also, I have some pothole stuff that I have to talk to you about. But listen, one thing I remember every time you're on, and that's...
We love
our mayor. We'll see you next time, Mayor Bass.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Here she goes, our rock star mayor. That's terrific, Bass.
Yes,
I did it.
It's terrific,
every
Bass.
Year. I've said it for 25 years. I have to keep saying it. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Jody has it.
Just
everything, Jody. Just do it. I'm telling you, she's smarter than the rest of us. Okay. The FBI calls it house stealing. It's a growing real estate scam targeting American homeowners. Let me ask you, when's the last time you checked your home title? If you're like me, the answer is derp. Never. That's what scammers are hoping on, are counting on. That's why we trust Home Title Lock here at the Stephanie Miller Show. $1 million, a triple lock protection. That's what you get. Immediate 24/7 monitoring of your property. Urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud should happen, their U.S.-based restoration team spends up to $1 million to fix the fraud and restore your title at no additional cost. Here's what you get. I've teamed up with them. I can get your free title history report. You can find out if you've already been a victim. Get access to your personal title expert, a $250 value, all just for signing up. That's type the code Stephanie250 into HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com promo code is Stephanie250.
I am shocked. Well, not that shocked.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now, right? Don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Get your free photo prints now. Just go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com.
Boy, man, I had a rough night's sleep. Boy, whew, I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Are you tired of the same old boring political chatter? Are you craving some smart, insightful, and hilarious takes on the day's news? Then get ready for America's original sexy liberal, Stephanie Miller. She's now delivering her signature blend of politics and pop culture 5 days a week in podcast form. Dive into the day's headlines with Stephanie Miller out of the gate and unwind with hilarious conversations on Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast. Don't miss a single laugh or incredible moment. Subscribe to Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate and Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast on Apple Podcasts, StephanieMiller.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Feeling stressed, frustrated, ready to break something? Come to Crashbox Therapy, Madison's newest therapy experience. Throw some plates, hammer a toaster, smash your stress away, and feel the relief. You worked all week? You deserve a break. Literally. Great for corporate events, holiday get-togethers, or any day ending in Y. Book your session now at CrashboxTherapy.com. 319 Beltway Highway, right next to Pitcher's Pub. Crashbox Therapy. Come let it all out safely, loudly, and guilt-free. Make your appointment at CrashboxTherapy.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing Visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Council.
Stephanie Miller.
My dirty little secret. Don't tell anyone or you'll be just another regret. My dirty little secret. Who has to know?
Yeah. Oh, that was terrific, Bass. Okay. Karen Bass, our mayor. Fantastic. You know what was, can I just say about actors' commitment back in the early SNL days that was the best? Like your mom's comedic commitment. Did you know that her mom is Carol Burnett? Okay.
What?
And also the first guest on Politics Bar, Jody's new podcast. Fantastic. I'm going to listen today. I haven't listened yet. I'm listening after this rest of the show for my hike.
She's so weird.
No, we're thinking, so we were explaining it to Bella that Dan Aykroyd put an entire bass into a blender and then he whips it up. But he actually drank nasty bass.
He did.
And then he goes, terrific bass. But I'm like, ooh, he drank it. Oh, the scales and everything.
He was an improv guy, so, you know.
That's how they did comedy back in the day. Yeah. Balls out. See Carol Burnett's physical comedy. Balls out. Balls to the wall.
Oh, no, the first time she had to jump through a window on the Gary Moore show.
Yeah.
Because they asked her, they're like, do you know how to do this? She says, sure, I know, of course I do.
Yeah.
So she jumps out the window during rehearsal, and there was a mattress there because, because
from Once Upon a Mattress.
Well, no, but there was a mattress there.
Oh, different one.
And so she jumps up and goes, thanks for the mattress. And all the stagehands went, yeah, done this before, have we?
Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete. Welcome. Pete. Hello, Pete.
Come on, Pete.
Pete.
Aw, man.
Pete.
Second day in a row.
Aw, man. Jennifer in Chicago. Hello, Jen.
Hey, you guys. That was fantastic bass.
Thank you. terrific bass.
I just wanted to piggyback on your comments because last night I was driving around and I heard that nitwit Jig Tapper on NPR and it just made me want to vomit. And, I mean, I had it on for a split second, but I could hear his, like, cheesy, dramatic reading of his words saying he's watching Joe walk to the edge of the stage. Like, he's so caring and, like, shaken by this incident. And I'm like, why have you still... I mean, any decent person, number one, wouldn't have written the damn book, would have focused on other things like you had.
Hello, Bella, look alive over there.
Yep. We're good.
Sorry, Jennifer, there are not enough F-bombs to get through this particular period in our history. Speaking of Rude Pundit, I'm with him. He said it's easy to blame Biden for everything, but voters in 2024 had a choice between Trump and Harris, and most of them were a combination of delusional, apathetic, racist, sexist, and dumb that they voted for the guy who almost wrecked the country before. So I'm going to blame those holes, not Biden. Thank you. I mean, this is what I was telling Mayor Bass, Jody. It's just... They're really, you knew this would happen, that there's going to be a new layer of despicable. These are just two headlines this morning. Trump ally says Biden is not going to recover after cancer diagnosis. And Trump DOJ lawyer floats criminal charges for Jill Biden.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. It's like, seriously?
As I reported, this is Laura Loomer, the despicable Laura Loomer. As I reported but several months ago, Biden's been terminally ill for a long time. You don't.
No. And he's not necessarily terminal
right
now.
It's just been kept a secret. He won't be alive much longer, in my opinion. He and his family are announcing this now to make people feel bad, since there's a book coming out about his mental decline and the cover of how sick he's been these last 4 years. She's so despicable and knows nothing about any of this. Everyone is saying they hope Biden recovers, she said. He's not going to recover. Well, that's nice,
isn't
it?
That's sweet of her.
Yeah. We need to have a conversation about how the media lied to all of us and we had an illegitimate, terminally ill occupant of the White House for over a year. She called out Jill Biden on whether she should be charged with elder abuse. Normal people would go to jail for this, by the way, she said. I had just, will we ever get our humanity back, ever? A former Fox News contributor turned Trump administration DOJ lawyer has suggested Jill Biden should be charged for elder abuse. Again, this is part of the whole, Leo Terrell, that whole, I worked with him at KBC. He said he wrote elder abuse, criminal charges, a flurry of conservative accounts piled onto Terrell's tweet, some even crying treason. Trump, meanwhile, fanning the flames of the Biden family pylon because, of course, he is, because he's the most despicable human in the world. 29 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for more support from the state legislature after a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development. Republican lawmakers removed more than 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. And a relief for many patients, UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The two companies had been negotiating for months and just kept doing extensions of the same deal. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace plans. And every spring, officials across the state have to remove abandoned boats from Wisconsin shorelines. It can be a really time-consuming process, and every year in Milwaukee, it's almost turned into a spectator event people show up to watch. And now, state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would add hefty fines for folks who leave their boats out. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
You can find more Wisconsin stories and all our shows anytime on the Civic Media app or on our website, civicmedia.us. On your Memorial Day, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Here on Memorial Day weekend, Castlecade Arcade would like you to pause and remember those men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice in defending our freedom. This summer, have some fun at Castlecade Arcade with unlimited play all day for only $15.
Unlimited play excludes any games that give out prizes or products. See location for details.
With locations inside Madison's East and West Town Malls, Castlecade Arcade is the perfect place for your next graduation, birthday party, or special event. All CastleGames.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Why I made sure that I showed video footage of
Representative McIver very calmly telling them why she was there. And frankly, it is sad that we do have to go through this kind of political theater because, listen, we all know what it is. That's why they hired everybody from Fox News, because all they're trying to do is put on for a show. This is not the Apprentice show. This is supposed to be about the American people, and I want us to start to refocus our attention on the American people and stop demonizing every daggone person that ends up in custody of ICE, because they are not necessarily demons just because ICE decided to round them up.
Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. If I can't get the vaccine, I want at least a little Jasmine Crockett in my veins. More, please. Please,
this administration is criminalizing legislative oversight, and the Republicans on this committee are helping them to do so. Rep. McIver didn't engage in interference. Mm-hmm. It was ICE that engaged in interference while members of Congress attempted to conduct legitimate oversight of ICE facilities.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Rashid said, fascism is when you charge an elected black congresswoman for her quote-unquote crime of conducting oversight of an ICE facility as her job requires of her, but pay $5 million in reparations to the family of a white supremacist insurrectionist for getting killed while trying to violently overthrow the government. Mm-hmm. This isn't ancient times. This is America 2025. Thank God for the Jasmine Crocketts of the world, mm-hmm. right? All right, we are away. Oh, Chris Lavoie, who is, he's screening calls today for Krista, but feels the need to fact check us from far away. Dan Aykroyd did not drink the Bass. They cut away to Lorraine Newman drinking a separate glass, and then she says that's terrific Bass.
Yes.
Get a hobby, Chris. Get a job. Oh, you have a job. All right.
Yeah, you don't want him to quit.
All right. Ooh, pardon me.
That was a good one, though.
All right. Thank you. We've been talking all morning about the COVID vaccines. We are awaiting Malcolm, but someone tweeted we're entering an era where we're going to have to lie to survive. It can only get the COVID vaccine if you have another medical condition. A pharmacist can't access your medical records. Most of them aren't going to care. Say you're obese, say you're diabetic, say you have high blood pressure. Just lie and get it and survive until the next administration. The honor system is shut down until further notice. I mean, isn't that a sad fact, right?
Yeah.
Jillian says, sure was a short trip from you can't tell us what to do with our bodies and force us to vaccinate to we're going to tell you what you can do with your bodies by refusing to let you vaccinate. And one last one, L.A. says the FDA is probably going to ban all vaccines soon. So I'm sure Jake Tapper is somewhere working on an expose of Fauci. We live in the stupidest timeline.
I know.
Oh, thank God he's here.
We can dance if we want to, if we hope somebody will. Because Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance, it's the Malcolm Nance, well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Hiya, Malcolm Nance, hiya.
Wow, am I stepping back into the stupidest timeline ever?
Yes. Yes.
I'm 6 hours ahead of the stupidity, and I still feel overwhelmed by it.
Okay, where do we even start? I saved this one from you. Oh. Art says, so, Donald Trump knows that Russia has been building up their military presence along the borders of Finland and Norway, but he doesn't care. He knows Putin won't stop at Ukraine. I mean, let's start with this subject. And I had a very fine call with a very fine gentleman named Vladimir Putin. He actually said that.
Mm-hmm. A very fine gentleman. Oh, me, Jesus. well, first off and foremost, we all have to remember that there is a senior subordinate relationship here that we need to take into account, and that Trump has always admired Putin, always will admire Putin, wants Putin's billions and hundreds of billions of dollars of oligarch money. The only problem is reality is getting in the way. And the thing that I'm starting to really feel Trump wants more than anything is that he thinks he actually can get a Nobel Prize out of this whole Trump, Russia, Ukraine thing. And that is where mental illness comes to the surface. Because he's not going to get nothing, no matter what happens.
This Middle East thing, he's like, oh, I got all these big deals, the best trip ever. And, you know, then we find out most of them, Biden already got those deals. war. You know, it's all about him. I mean, they're saying, like, Vietnam will probably get a tariff deal soon because he just got a golf course, a Trump something in Vietnam. And, you know, they're going to give Elon Musk what he wants, a Starlink thing. This is a big smash and grab. It's all it
is. Well, he had no problem with Jolani, the guy that was a member of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, mm-hmm. who was actually killing American soldiers, when the guy came there in a suit and said he's wants a Trump Tower Damascus.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's all you got to say to him, and he'll do that thing for you. He will erase your entire past. All you have to do is look like you should be in Mar-a-Lago. Get your wife, you know, what do they call it? Mar-a-Lago face, Botoxed up, right? Get him out of the hijab and into some skimpy clothes, and he'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is for sale, and everyone is buying.
Let's talk about this as well. I saved a bunch of threads for you, et cetera. Let me see. We can afford $25 billion now and $500 billion total for a golden dome, but we can't afford Social Security, Medicaid, or universal health care. We can't afford SNAP or funds for scientific research. Make it make sense. Off Duty says, let me take a wild guess. This golden dome that is somehow going to cover the entirety of the continental United States from all the missile threats we currently face is going to include a lot of Tesla Starlink tech, and it's never actually going to be made, but they'll get paid nonetheless.
This is crazy.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's just effing crazy at this point. Let's just start calling this, people. This nation is at mortal danger from every person in the White House. They are pathological liars. They are stealing our money. They are literally starving children. They are taking away, they are destroying the science of America. They are getting rid of education. And look, I worked at a nuclear command post at one point. That you cannot stop 4,500 atomic bombs if they're launched at you. No one has ever. The last time we thought that we would have some sort of risk was in the late 1950s when Russian bombers could travel undetected towards the east coast of the United States. And we had missile sites, all of which are being sold now as survival bunkers to the pro-Trump people. There is no threat out there that we need any golden dome for. This is a boondoggle. It is pure theft. And Elon Musk is out there stealing our money, y'all. And we got to stand up against this.
He says he's done now. He's done enough. Yeah, you've done enough, right? Because, I mean, even Rand Paul.
Oh, but you hear he's coming after us? They're coming after us. Elon says, I'm coming after you people who destroyed Tesla.
Oh,
well, that sounds like my marching orders, right? I don't think Tesla's destroyed enough.
Yeah,
we got to get them out of government and all his stock. Is in Tesla. Tesla goes down. Elon Musk goes down.
One of the worst things about this administration is making us like Rand Paul.
Yeah.
And he
and Ben Shapiro.
Where did that go? We got to buy like a fruit basket for his neighbor now.
Senator Rand Paul recognized Elon Musk's goal wasn't to save Americans' money, but to eliminate oversight of his companies. Thank you.
Really?
I mean,
really?
At least say it out loud. Mm. You know, this was all about a cash grab for him and protecting his companies. USA Threads says, so the president walked into a wall. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. The HHS secretary doesn't know what habeas corpus is, and people who are under 65 but not high risk won't be able to get the COVID shot this fall. All of those should be a massive scandal, but in today's world, it's just Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
And Joe Biden is still old, is the top story, and, you know, and apparently hid his cancer is the next despicable layer of this, right?
Guys, I'm sorry. Let's just put some things on the table. When we get hit with things like Jake Tapper's book, right, it's your obligation to make sure it never reaches the New York Times bestsellers list.
Yeah.
Somebody recommended on my Twitter feed picking them up, dropping them into the fiction section, or better yet, mythology. This is disgusting. And you know what we're going to find out? We're going to find out when someone writes a book 2 years from now that Trump actually had, was actually mentally ill, was actually, you know, abusing something. And they're going to go, oh, I saved it for my book. I'm done with saving it for your book.
Thank you.
We need to be calling people out. And I'm sorry. People need to be punished for their attempts to profit off the destruction of the United States.
Yeah.
And if that's you, journalist, you think that you're going to go out there and you're going to attack Joe Biden, one of the most decent people to ever hold this office, and come out there and get use the power of CNN, which, by the way, is mortally afraid of Donald Trump.
By the way, and this is why it's so important. You support Malcolm Nance's Substack, Randy Rhodes, Jody's new show, Politics.
You've got to go out Bob and support Seska, these independent media show. Now.
Because, yeah, this one, T. Mitchell said, by the time the dust settles on all this chaos, educated Americans will have shifted where they get their news. They won't be returning to mainstream media because mainstream media dropped the ball on covering news this regime is doing its best to suppress. You kiss the ring, you deal with the result. Independent media is the future. They aren't owned by corporations who must make billionaires happy.
That's right.
And by the way, Malcolm, let's have a, you know, because I know you're extra shouty as you always should be, but this is, this will not get covered anywhere. Democrat Sam Sutton has won New York Senate District's 22 special election by 33 points. Trump won this seat by 55 in 2024, meaning an 88% overperformance for Democrats. Mm-hmm. And yet all you're going to hear is Biden bad, Democrats suck, Democrats covered up, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, in Wisconsin, in place after place, we are actually winning, you know. And so I think, Malcolm, we got to keep our head down, tune out this stupid book noise, right?
Well. Let me help you. Okay. Even though I know that I told you guys that I launched a political action committee called FAFOPAC. Mm-hmm. I'm here to give you some news on the account of the No Kings Alliance, which is Indivisible and a dozen other groups, Hold the Line PAC, Tara Stepmeyer's, Seneca Project. All these groups have all now met June 14th. Your marching orders are that we are looking for half of the Kamala Harris voters.
Yeah.
Right? If you voted for Kamala Harris, June 14th is your one day you need to come out. That's 35 million people. There is going to be marches everywhere except Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
The keyhole, the primary march is going to be held in Philadelphia on June 14th.
Right.
To talk about our independence. That is the day you need to focus yourselves about coming out and showing your displeasure. This crazy bill is probably going to pass and gut Medicare. You need to come out. If there's a march in between now and then, you need to come out. This is it. You have a job now, and apart from the one that they pay you for during the day, your job is to come out and start marching like you're in a Paris trade union, right, which is everybody, and then you go out and get croissants and wine.
Okay. By the way, one last one. Black Cat says, the Democrats forced Biden to drop out of the race because of signs of his cognitive decline, despite the obvious and real danger that Trump's election has ended America. How can there be a Democratic cover-up when they didn't cover it up? What the actual... Thank you. Where's the cover-up? And the media was relentless with the Biden is old stories. What effing cover-up are they talking about, Malcolm?
I'm going to take your advice, right? Because FAFOPAC, we don't give two flips, all right? I'm not even going to discuss this subject because I'm done with it. I don't want to hear about Democrats in disarray. There is a cover-up. The man in office right now is mentally ill. He is in steep decline. He is literally, any of these things seen by any rational person, you would have said he is nuts.
Yeah.
And he is. And he is destroying the nation with his, you know, when he's not grifting and stealing money and giving money away to other billionaires. Stop talking about the Joe Biden issue.
Yeah.
If you don't engage them on it, then they can't keep bringing it up. Start talking about June 14th.
There you go.
The day that we take the country back. No King's Day.
You would back away from Trump at any bus stop in America. Any sane person. And you're right.
Well, I would back away at the smell, but hey.
It's a poo joke. Okay, we love you, Malcolm Nance. Support his Substack and all his awesome work. We love
June
you, Malcolm.
June 14th, y'all.
Yep. All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. Speaking of the democracy warriors, they are a phone company in the shape of a democracy warrior.
Right.
Okay. A lot of us, right, we want to stand with companies that stand with our values. People are switching to Credo Mobile because it's the only phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Join today. You get everything you need. Dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, smart, easy way to make a difference. And it's so easy. You bring your current phone, bring your current number, and Stephanie Miller's Miller listeners, yeah, get 25% off your service for 2 years. Just if you type in the code STEP25 at credomobile.com.
Oh, yes. Here she is, Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah, we got the group in the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. When is the last time you checked your home title? That is the legal proof you own your home. If you're like me, the answer is never. Problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity and even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now. Find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code Stephanie14 at HometitleLock.com. Make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts, and they will spend up to $1 million to fix any fraud. Go to HometitleLock.com now. The code is Stephanie14. HometitleLock.com. Promo code Stephanie14.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Conversion Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala, hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales at WMDXradio.com.
This portion of the show brought to you by my very not natural Vibrance. It's in a bottle.
It's in a
bottle. My Vibrance comes from my Vibrance.
It works for you.
Mm-hmm. Vibrance Super C Serum. Oh my God, this is my favorite stuff ever, you guys. Ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducing. You can feel it going on. It smells all citrusy and fantastic. It has high quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify, streamline your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and dark spots. Vibrance! Go now, won't you, to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Stephanie. 54 minutes after the hour, coffee with Carlos coming up. Oh, no, some more torturing of poor Bella with concert prices
Bella,
in the 70s. Oh, dear. Because we can't have nice things anymore. We can't have COVID vaccine.
No.
We can't have Norm from Cheers. No.
We can't have fun.
Robin says, good morning, ladies. I know this is late, but regarding concert ticket prices, when I was in high school in 1973, Aerosmith played in our field house. The price was $2.50
a
ticket.
Oh, my God.
I think I saw the Beach Boys for free on Maui.
Wow.
You might be able to afford the mini band, mini Aerosmith.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. They're like a tribute band, right? I don't know if their tickets are also small. I love a good mini band. All right. And yes, rest in peace, George Wendt.
Yeah.
Norm. Right.
It's sad. It's sad.
If only there was some place that America could go now, like a politics bar to hang out and, you know, where everyone knows your name.
Well, Lonnie did write our jingles.
Yes. Jody Hamilton, the host of the brand new politics bar. That's
come on in.
Remarkably like, oh, I know, Stephanie Miller's happy hour. Anyway, well, there's only one idea we've all... Cheers started it.
Yes, there you go.
But that was before we had Google, which, you know, that was bad news for Rick Santorum, as you know. So, yeah. Aww.
Sometimes you just can't go where everybody's Googled your name.
Oops.
And they all think you're insane.
Yeah.
You don't want to be where you're frothy and sweater vests are just lame. You don't want to be where everybody's Googled your name.
Yeah. Seth, our homo of hope. Hello, Seth.
Hello, solo homo politics bar Jomo and Bella with a Beyonce dream. So first, everybody, go out there and support Randy Rose. She's given so much. Yeah. I'll tell you, when my mom was diagnosed with cancer in 88, like I always said, if the cancer won't kill her, the health organization she was in was going to kill her because it was just impossible. Yeah. But I want to talk about
this Biden bashing with the cancer diagnosis has gotten so personal for all of us. Jody's sister died of lung cancer.
Three sisters died of it.
Oh, my mom survived breast cancer. Yeah. Randy is now, as Seth is battling lung cancer. And so please support her Substack. And you know what? Just because they've lost their humanity doesn't mean we have to lose ours, Seth, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we have to double and triple our humanity. And with COVID, it's like they're questioning the value and the efficacy of the vaccine. Is it good? How about comparing the hundreds of thousands of people who died prior to the vaccine compared to now? If you get COVID, it's kind of just like a cold. There should be no question about it. Yeah. He wants to bring the pandemic back. He's already brought the supply chain issue back, the economy back of COVID. And now they're cutting all this funding to HIV research, AIDS research,
ALS,
and like in LA County,
Alzheimer's.
And so we're going to see the AIDS epidemic come back as well. My husband and I, we're doing our final AIDS bike ride from San Francisco to LA in 2 weeks. I mean, and it's
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Ever feel overwhelmed trying to figure out what your dog really needs? Don't worry. At Serenity Pet Spa, we know before you do. Our expert groomers understand every coat type, every breed, and every unique personality. Whether it's a high-energy puppy or a nervous senior, we tailor every groom to keep them healthy, happy, and looking their best. Trust the pros so you can focus on loving your pet. Book your appointment today at Serenity Pet Spa, where grooming meets expertise.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston from New York. We've just learned that Charlie Rangel, longtime congressman from Harlem, has died. He was 94 years old. More details are coming in about the brazen jailbreak in New Orleans more than a week ago. ABC's Trevor Ault in New Orleans.
Surveillance footage shows some of the 10 men who escaped shoving open a door to the jail loading dock. CNN now reporting the inmates used hair clippers and multiple blades to break through their cell walls. Five inmates are still on the run. All of them had been arrested on second-degree murder charges.
King Charles arrives in Ottawa today to open Parliament for Canada tomorrow. The king is head of state there. His visit to show solidarity as President Trump continues suggesting he'd like to make Canada the 51st state. As we wind down Memorial Day weekend, a reminder, it'll be crowded out there. AAA projecting more than 45 million Americans will either be flying or driving the busiest times late this afternoon as people go back home. This is ABC News.
You can always